Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we're going to be joined by Lance Storm here today. And I'm glad that Lance is here on the show because, you know, we always have TNA news when Lance is here, which is always so convenient, because then he can not talk about it. Now he'll talk about this one, because I got a question for him. But we're going to get into all the news. Last night, of course, was Monday Night Raw, which was the go-home Raw for a wild weekend of shows. And I thought they did a pretty good job, actually. If you think about all the shows they got to run this weekend, I think they did a pretty good job kind of plugging everything. You know, there's still a lot to do. We can plug some more on NXT and SmackDown. But as far as like a weekend with three shows and a lot of big matches they had to shoot angles and get info out for, I thought they did a pretty good job. So we'll talk about Raw here tonight, give you some updates on lineups and that sort of thing, and then we'll talk about all the news, including Becky and Seth had their beach house broken into. That sucks. We got more on Janelle Grant and Carlin Colker, which it's one of those, well, we'll get to that. TNA Wrestling is looking to secure a media rights deal that would have them going live every week, Lance. So you can think about that during the break. Talk about Nikki Bella, the Raw Report, and so much more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. Is the text message line. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline, gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, as always. But I do want to start with this, Lance. TNA Wrestling hoping to secure a new media rights deal that would allow them to go live 52 weeks a year. Anthem Sports Group President Carlos Silva spoke to JohnWallStreet.com about his plans to grow the promotion as it receives increased exposure from its partnership with WWE. Silva said, "We are regularly being featured on every major WWE and NXT platform, PLEs, as well as weekly programming like the CW and their other outlets like Peacock. It's resulted in a huge television audience lift for us, along with all the social media support we get from them." He believes $10 million per year is in the range they are targeting. Funny, we are too. He also said a new media rights deal for TNA would provide us the opportunity to go live 52 weeks a year. In today's world, live matters. Usually when we're live, we're doing around 100,000 household viewers, he continued. A weekly number between 250 and 500,000 in terms of Nielsen is perfectly realistic on a network in 40 or 50 million homes. Something in the range of 10 million a year is where we think we should be. What do you think, Lance, about the idea of going every week?
Yeah, this has been talked about many times, and my answer is always there's a good chance I won't be working there if that happens. Yeah. I love TNA. I love my job. I love everyone that I work with. But my life has always been a balance of my home life and my schedule. And the idea of flying out early Wednesday to not get home till later in the day Friday is a three-day-a-week job. And I'm not sure that's in the cards for me anymore. Maybe we could work out a deal that I didn't do every week. Who knows? I would do everything I could to stay with the company should that happen. And that'd be great if they could get a great media rights deal. But I'm not looking at a full-time schedule at this point in my life.
Well, you know, Carlos Silva here has got all of the information that we don't have. But I think that ultimately, if you can get $10 million a year and still go every other week, I think that's the best bet here, Carlos. because I don't think it really matters all that much whether the show is live or taped. I mean, we plug the show every week on the show. I got no idea whether it's live or taped. I have to ask you. I kind of know whether you're gone or not. I'm like, oh, Lance isn't here. It must be live this week. But I don't think it makes much of a difference. I don't think that if you're a hardcore TNA fan, and this goes for AEW and WWE as well, I mean, you really can't look at the collision numbers and say, well, you know, it always does better live. They've been live, they've been taped, they've been after this game, they've been after that game. Doesn't seem to make that big a deal. Fans like to think it matters, and I'm sure it's more exciting to go live, but it really doesn't matter all that much.
There was a time when Raw went live every other week, and I think having some live shows to enable your TV to have spoiler-free surprises can help, but I don't think you need to be live every single week to have that feel on your show.
Well, also, so, I think in the 90s, I mean, one of the benefits to going every week is if the other promotion, and, you know, we saw this happen. Like, if WWE was taped and WCW was live, well, Bischoff would do the thing where he would go on TV and give the spoilers because the show was taped. And so, you know, there was this feeling that, well, we have to go live. And you know, you may remember this, but during the Monday Night Wars, I mean, each promotion had a TV at the building where somebody was watching the other show. And they were seeing what was going on live on the other show, and sometimes they would try to react to that in some way or another. So, like, from that perspective, yeah, it's kind of important to go live. But, I mean, if we're talking, like, modern-day SmackDown, it's just on Friday night. It doesn't matter if it's live or taped. I mean, if the show's worse because it's taped, that's one thing. But, you know, most fans, 90% of fans, they can't tell the difference. Same with NXT, same with AEW, Collision, whatever. So it's nice, it's fun, I'm sure it's more exciting live, but it's not needed.
I agree, and I even downplay that because everybody's, oh, it's more exciting live. I'm like, every wrestling show I've done was live. There was an audience in the crowd, and it was live to me. And the excitement of performing is for the people in the building, so to me, it's not a deal-breaker for a show for me to watch or not.
All right, we got NXT tonight, which has a TNA crossover, of course. We've got Hank and Tank against Sean Spears and Nico Vance for those tag team titles. We got the gauntlet match. Ricky Saints and Ricky Smokes and Jackson Drake and Brad Baylor. Ricky Saints has to run this gauntlet. Joe Hendry and Mike Santana versus Tyson and Tyreek in a tag match. And Tavion Heights tries to win his freedom from the No Quarter Catch crew by facing Charlie Dempsey. If he wins, he's out. And apparently, if he loses, injury time tacked onto this contract or something. I don't know. He can't get out. He's stuck.
Ironclad No Quarter Catch crew contracts. Boy, that's
iron,
tough to say.
Ironclad. Clad. All right, they've added a couple of things for this weekend.
Hopefully not more shows.
Well, not yet, but who knows? Hey, I was told that, like, if you think that WWE, like, learned something or maybe they decided, no, we got more coming. So at any time, you're going to hear about the next WWE, whatever you call it. What do we call it? The next battle versus AEW? The next counter-program.
The next cluster of shows.
The next counter-programming attempt. We'll be hearing about that fairly soon. But anyway, for Evolution, they've added a few things. So, it is now for the women's tag team titles. The four-way is official. Like, for no reason whatsoever. Last week, Adam Pearce said that Raquel and Roxanne would have to defend against teams from all four brands.
Three brands.
But he didn't mention the teams. And then this week, you know, Asuka and Kairi just asked. So he was like, all right. So he had no plan, is my point. And then Sol Ruk and Zarya just got added, even though they're coming off a loss. Although the loss, the reason that they lost was to set up Sol Ruka versus Izzy Dame on Saturday. So There was like a, like wins and losses mattered. This actually, you rarely see this. We had a match where wins and losses mattered and also didn't matter in the exact same match, because they lost a tag match to set up a singles match, but in losing that tag match, they also got added to a tag team title match. So anyway, they're in it as well. And then for the Battle Royal, where the winner gets a shot at the Clash in Paris, it's Nikki Bella, Stephanie, Natty, Maxine, Nia, Ivy Nile, and I guess others. But those are the official names for that. Or maybe it's just like a seven-woman Battle Royal.
I hope it's more than that.
Yeah. That'd be something else. That would be something else. You guys also got Slammiversary coming up, but thankfully it's not this weekend.
Yes.
It's next weekend.
Yes, the 20th, I believe.
Yes, Sunday the 20th with Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, and Santana in the three-way. The Nemeths versus the Hardys versus the Rascals versus First Class in a ladder match.
For the tag titles?
Yep. And for the X title, it's Champion Moose, it says here, which is, that should just be his name. Champion Moose against Leon Slater.
And if Leon wins, he will become the youngest X Division champion of all time, dethroning Amazing Red.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he only 20?
I guess so.
Wow. Golly gee. He is very young.
Yes.
All right.
Both my kids are older.
Wow. All right. We're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment. We'll talk the rest of the news and get into Raw and more Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got a lot of discussion in the chat about the winner of this Battle Royal getting a title shot at Clash in Paris. And this fella here says, I hope Nikki Bella doesn't win. Well, all right. Well, let's see what we can figure out.
Don't hold your breath.
Does it specify which champion? They just get a title shot, right?
I would imagine. It's not like she's designated to a brand where she'd have to stay specific.
Well, I'm just looking at this because
I just can't imagine she came back. Well, she didn't come back for a spot in a Battle Royal. She came back for a program.
Well, originally it was going to be Raquel and Liv versus the Bellas, okay, for the tag titles. So the original idea did not involve her getting a title match at Clash in Paris, okay? So originally the winner of the Battle Royal was not going to be Nikki Bella. But the original idea did have her wrestling for a title, and now she's not. So I think there is a pretty good chance that she is winning the Battle Royal. Now, she could win the Battle Royal and then ask for a tag team title shot at Clash in Paris with Brie, and then they face whoever ends up with the tag team titles coming out of the show. They could do that.
It just seems that her coming back, getting laid out by Liv, and then losing in a Battle Royal seems like a big whoop-de-doo crap dump on poor Nikki Bella. That would be a pretty sad way to come back.
Last night, we were talking about this, and the question was asked, were Nikki and Brie going to win the tag titles? And Dave said no. He didn't think so because, you know, they're part-timers, so to speak. But it was noted to me today that compared to the old days, right now everybody's a part-timer. Literally, if they won the tag team titles, what, they're not going to go on the road. There's no house shows. You know, they'd have to show up for Raw once a week and probably do a match one match a month. So I certainly would not rule out the idea. I wouldn't rule out a lot of ideas. I would not rule out that Nikki could win and then challenge for the tag titles with her sister at Clash in Paris. And I could not rule out Nikki winning and challenging for the world title, which would be, I guess, I'm presuming that Rhea wins, and I would be stunned if Tiffany lost. Although I guess, you know, there's two briefcases out there, so there's a lot of stuff that could happen this weekend. Trish could win and then get cashed in on. I don't think that's going to happen, because I think if Naomi cashes in on somebody, it would be on Jade after she would beat Tiffany at SummerSlam.
No,
but they can do anything.
Don't the Money in the Bank people have to cash in on their specific brand, or are they allowed to jump?
I think that, there's no rule. The rule's whatever they want the rule to be this year.
Well, there is a rule. They just don't abide by it.
Well, there's not a rule. That's the point. Like, some years, that's kind of the rule. But Seth, it was like, in the last week, Seth did a promo where he basically said he was eyeballing both titles, meaning he could cash in on anybody. So I don't think this year you have to cash in on somebody on your brand. And then there's also, you know, everyone's talking about Goldberg. That dude was over, brother, on Raw. I do not discount the possibility that he wins the world title and then is immediately cashed in on by Seth and Seth takes the belt. I think that's possible. Not saying it's going to happen. I think it's possible. So we'll see.
Anything can happen in the WWE. I almost said WWF.
Okay, a couple of news notes. Seth and Becky had their beach house broken into. That sucks. They were in Providence for Raw. No arrests made yet. They busted through the home's rear slider and took cash. And then I guess Rollins made the 911 call, so somehow he found out. The investigation remains ongoing. We got an update on Janelle, and you know, this is another weird one. Mandela effect. Am I wrong that this doctor was Carlton Colker for like a year? Am I the only one?
What is it now?
Carlin. The T has vanished.
No, I think it was always that. I think you inserted the T.
Are you sure?
No.
Because the other one was, you know, the other Mandela effect is Tony Khan and Nick Khan, who I could have sworn originally had two different spellings of their last name, and now their last name is spelled the same. Am I wrong? Chat, help me out here. Anyway, in a ruling announced on Monday, Colleen Zingaro, the judge, ruled in favor of Janelle Grant's bill of discovery against Carlin Colker and Peak Wellness, ordering both the plaintiff and defendants to submit scheduling order proposals. So, she's getting discovery here.
It always seemed odd to me that they were trying to deny her access to her own health records.
Well, it's also weird. This one is really weird because she claims, I got all these records that he didn't give me, okay? He claims, no, I gave you every record. It's like, this should be open and shut. Did he or didn't he? I mean, there's no halfway. But
if he did, so just do it again.
I guess.
It's her records.
I guess. But anyway, that's the update there. And then we've got Nikki Bella on Live with Kelly and Mark for an appearance on Tuesday morning. And there was a lot of discussion about, you know, why they choose Nikki Bella, and, you know, as opposed to Rhea Ripley or somebody like that. And, you know, somebody there said, well, Nikki, you know, she's already done a lot with whatever network this is on. So, like, everybody knows her, so she's a good person to send there. But anyway, she was talking about Brie. She told Kelly and Mark that her return to WWE will only be complete once the Bellas reunite. So, by the way, I should mention this as well. So, you know, we've been talking about Nikki and Brie and them coming back for that match with Liv and Raquel before Liv got hurt. And, you know, Nikki, in all these interviews, was talking about how Brie was in talks to also return. Okay. But then, like Brie, I don't know if it was a tweet or what, but she said, I've had no contact with WWE. And then, like, the whole thing was weird because then it's like, well, were the stories of them tagging up wrong? But then, like, if they were wrong, why did Nikki publicly say that Brie was negotiating? And then, if Nikki said Brie was negotiating, why did Brie then said, no one, I haven't talked to anybody? Well, I was told that the way it works in WWE, which actually is very much like when you're signed, they want you to publicly say you've had no discussions until they announce it. And it's the same thing when somebody gets signed. They want to be the person to announce it, or they want somebody else to announce it. So long story short, it appears that, that Brie is probably almost assuredly negotiating and on her way back, maybe even making an appearance on Sunday. But she publicly is saying, I've had no discussions. Although it's also funny because Liv, or no, it was Alexa. Remember, Alexa was having those issues, and everybody said she wasn't, and then she admitted that she was, and they called her the night before. So who knows? Who the hell knows, everybody? But I think she's going to be there on Sunday. What about you?
I would imagine so. They've always been a unit in WWE. they've had singles careers in WWE, but the Bellas is the brand. I would suspect they'll do a reunion.
Let's see. Let's see what the chat says about this Khan thing. I don't think any of us really care what the dude's name is. Well, I don't care either. I'm just pointing out. I feel like I did 50 shows talking about Carlin Colker, Carlton, and then it ends up being Carlin. Maybe I'm the only one. All right. Before we get to the Raw report, we've got Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. Jon Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, and the Young Bucks will face Hangman, Will Ospreay, Shibata, and Hobbs. Will Ospreay, Shibata, Hobbs. Okay. So two members of the Ops and Will Ospreay. And Hangman. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out because basically the Ops are the Trios champions, and Claudio has challenged them to a Trios match. And everybody's wondering if that means Pac is coming back. So I guess whatever happens, if Pac is coming back or not, I presume it would happen during this segment here. We got a number two spot in the Women's Casino Gauntlet on the line. Tekla, Ty Mello, Queen Aminata, and Megan Bain. Samoa Joe will face poor Wheeler Yuta, this poor geek. Mercedes Moné and Toni Storm will have a face-to-face, and MJF and Mark Briscoe will have a talkie-talk. You know the difference?
No, I do not.
I think a talkie-talk is when you're in trouble. Gotta sit down and have a talkie-talk. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Lance Storm is joining us, as I like to call him. Old Lance Storm. It's like Old McDonald. What did you think of that Raw show?
It was a Raw show.
Yeah?
There was some talky talk on it. There was some wrestling on it. And they promoted a battle royal a lot.
You know, this was a show where when it was over, I felt, man, this was a really good show. But, you know, sometimes I review it and I think differently. So let's see if that happens today. So it did open up with a long segment where Seth comes out. Everybody sings his song. He gets the microphone. He's gonna talk. But one by one, everybody steals the mic from him so they can do their promo. So first, Braun grabs it, and he runs down Sammy, says he's going to beat him up, the whole shebang. He's going to leave him for dead. And then Bronson takes the mic.
No, he offered it to Bronson.
Well, point is, Seth hasn't talked yet. And then Bronson does a big speech about how he's going to take out Jey Uso and teach him some respect. And then Paul gets the mic, and he basically reiterates what Braun said, and he reiterates what Bronson said. And then they finally go to Seth Rollins.
Whoa. How do you skip Paul Heyman speaking more and better Spanish than you do?
Oh, because it's not true. I just don't like to show off. I was pretty impressed, though. He didn't speak as good as Spanish as Hangman, though. That guy gets the award this year. And then Seth grabs a mic and has nothing to say. And all night they were chanting for CM Punk, and he never showed up. But it was a fine segment, you know. It was all right. It was what it was. Pat McAfee gone for the fifth week in a row. So I'm thinking the days of Pat McAfee doing commentary for WWE likely coming to an end. I'm not reporting that as a fact or anything, but, you know, it certainly does seem that way because it's been 5 weeks. We're in July. He'll be gone for football soon anyway. I think
and Graves is good.
Yeah, Graves got his job back somehow. So, yeah, we had Judgment Day celebrating with all their belts, and there's a Liv shrine that has been set up, and Raquel is aghast. She's not dead, but she still has to cross herself when she sees it. And so she says she's going to be back soon. She's training. And Finn goes, no, man, I was out 8 months with my shoulder injury, and I'm tough. So she leaves, and then Dom sees a cake, get well soon, Dom, and, he's like, did you guys get this for me? And they say no. And then he looks over, and AJ peeks his head out from behind this deal and goes like this. And the crowd howls with laughter. AJ is waiting for him to get well. Raquel and Kyrie. Brother, what is up with Kyrie? Oh, my God. Every single match, she forgets spot after spot after spot. There were at least four times during this match where she either forgot a spot or, like, I mean,
there were some struggles.
Oh, my God. Roxanne and Kyrie. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like they had tons of heat at the end. And, like, when she gets everything right, she's really good. She just, like, forgets what she's supposed to do all the time. So, finally, at the end, Roxanne jumped her, threw in the ring, tried the pop rocks. Kyrie avoided it, hit the backslide, and got the pin. So Roxanne lost. And then Raquel jumps her afterwards, beats her down. Asuka makes the best comeback. She is so awesome.
She whooped butt.
Yep, and they get added to the tag team title match coming up this weekend. Sami Zayn's doing a promo. He's all beat up. He says, man, I got to take out Bronson tonight, and I'm going to deal with Karrion Kross later. And so he leaves, and Scarlett shows up. And this Jackie Redmond, her acting. Jackie Redmond is really good, but she was horrible in this segment. She just sees Scarlett, and she goes, oh, Scarlett, what are you doing here? It seems like maybe you have something to say? And Scarlett goes, no. This was not a good segment. So then Pierce is with American Maid, and he says, I hear El Grande Americano is wrestling tonight. And Brutus says, that's impossible. Pierce says, why? Brutus says, well, Chad Gable's hurt. And Julie slaps him in the head. And Pierce goes, well, why would it matter if Chad Gable is hurt? So Ivy jumps in and she says, well, you know, Chad's not going to be happy about that. Pierce says, well, he can call me. And Ivy says, let's talk about why I'm really here. I want to be in the Battle Royal on Sunday or whatever. And Pierce goes, all right, fine, you're in. I was like, okay, well, that was easy.
You've wrestled, Brian. Have you ever wanted to be in a Battle Royal?
I can't think of anything I ever wanted to do in wrestling less than be in a Battle Royal. Other than, like, take bumps. I hated Battle Royals. I wish some of you, you know, sometimes people will, like, they want to make fun of me for whatever reason. There's a lot of reasons. But they'll go on Cage Match and they'll go, you know, Brian's only had 33 matches or whatever. It's like, dude, I had 33 matches in, like, anyway. There's so much stuff that is not on Cage Match in these deals from way back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
That's what happens when you work really, really tiny shows.
Yeah, I'm working tiny shows in the middle of nowhere in the late 90s. You think all those shows are logged on Cage Match? But anyway, golly, I probably had 87 Battle Royals, to be honest, because virtually every show, every Tim show was Geek Battle Royal. Whoever wins faces Tim at the end of the night. So you had to do these battle royals, and God, I hated them. And me and Buddy and Richie, Buddy Wayne and Richie Magnet, I mean, we'd get in there, and it's just like Buddy would put me in a headlock in the corner, and we would just stand there and not touch anybody and just, like, go right to each other and just stand in the corner in the headlock until, like, there was – the one good thing was Tim – as somebody mentioned here, I must have told the story a million times. Tim had a rule. No bumps in the Battle Royal! So at least you didn't have to take a bump. But, like, you're out there just, it's boring and it's stupid and it sucks. Can't imagine asking to be in one. God. And ours did have a title shot on the line. Think I wanted to wrestle twice for my $30? Against Tim in the main event where the guy with the kendo stick from Costco was going to cane me 50 times? No! No, thank you. Anyway, then we had a Nikki Bella video package. She wants the shot at the Paris PLE. Total Vince promo. Every old school buzzword you ever heard. Sammy's attacked by Karrion Kross. He's beaten within an inch of his life, but he wants to do the match. This idiot referee and doctor say, sure, fine. So then the match starts and he gets murdered. And Michael Cole's like, can someone stop this match? Nope. Nope. You're going to let this guy get killed. He asked for it. So the fans are, like, totally behind Sammy's comeback until he comes off the top and gets speared out of midair. Then they start barking and chanting one more time. And they just want to see this guy die. So Braun murders him to death, pins him. And then later they announce he's out of action indefinitely because he's been killed.
Because the doctors finally smartened up.
Yeah, they did. Pierce is meeting with the Viking Raiders, the New Day shows up, and I forget the exact, I didn't write down all of the comedy, but, like, they're all in these black veils, and Pierce goes, why are you grieving? And they say, mourning. And he goes, no, it's the nighttime. And they said, we're mourning! Anyway, the whole thing is stupid because he doesn't know why they're mourning. They just lost their tag titles, brother. So they want a rematch. Viking Raiders say we don't get automatic rematches anymore. And so nothing is handled. That was a useless segment. Becky came out for a promo. It's her and Bailey and Lyra. The whole segment was, I can't say, like, it sucked, but, you know, Becky's a heel and no one really cares. They just want to cheer her. Bailey is supposed to be a babyface, but she's been acting mean. Lyra is supposed to be a babyface, but she's screwed Bailey, and she's half heelish. And this crowd is just dead. And they build this big reveal about how Lyra thinks I called Becky at Mania, but I didn't. she attacked you and then she called me. And the crowd's totally dead because it's like, that's a reveal? Who cares? Nobody cared. And then finally there's a big brawl and Lyra beats everyone up. And yeah, this was not all that good. We had a video package, Rusev and Sheamus, where they made that match look so epic compared to what it actually was. Well, like it was a bad match, but the video package made it look much, much better. We had Bronson and Jay. They brawl outside. Jay super kicks him out of a chair at ringside. He gets in the ring. Bronson grabs this giant rolling chair. It's got the big wheels and everything. He just throws this thing like a missile at Jey Uso, hits him for the DQ. And then he hits two tsunamis. All the geeks come out to break it up, and he politely leaves, which is a very un-Bronson thing to do. But I guess they didn't want to keep Jey out of action, so he could only give him two tsunamis.
Well, yeah, especially if he's going to be back and Sammy isn't.
Yeah. Fabulous Io Sky Rhea Ripley video package. This was great. Io Sky has never lost to Rhea Ripley in a one-on-one match. So I think that might be happening this weekend. El Grande versus Dragon Lee. So Michael Cole will not say who this El Grande Americano is, even though it's so obviously Ludwig Kaiser, to the point that he doesn't even try. Like, he walks like Ludwig. He wrestles like Ludwig. He screams at ringside in Ludwig's voice. But Michael Cole, who is certain that the original El Grande is Chad Gable, he cannot figure out or he will not say who this man is. And so Grande hits the El Santo, or I guess it's not El Santo. Mil Máscaras diving headbutt, gets the pin. Nice headbutt, though. Give him that. Goldberg and Gunther had a segment. It was perfect. Gunther comes out. He does a quick promo. Goldberg's music hits. He flies in a sports car. He gets out, gets in the ring. Gunther starts to say something. Goldberg just slaps his mic out of his hand. The place is going wild. Gunther goes, go ahead. Or Goldberg says, go ahead, hit me. So Gunther tries. Goldberg blocks it, decks him, goes for the spear, and Gunther leaves. It was perfect.
This was classic out of WCW where Goldberg would make run-in saves by driving up in a car.
Yeah.
Like, were you somehow watching in your car? At least today he could be watching
today
on his phone in the car.
Yes.
Yeah. Not showed up then. Late. Good thing he made it.
And then Seth Rollins, he showed up just in time for the promo about him, in fact.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Seth and Penta is the main event. And very, very good match. Almost like an AEW match. Like Seth, he was going to take all the bumps. He was going to take the finish. He was going to take all of it. Great heat. Let's go Penta chance. This is awesome chance. The best spot was straight out of AEW. Penta, he hits a running head scissors. He hits the Penta driver. Seth kicks out. Seth hits the buckle bomb. Penta pops out of the corner, hits the destroyer. Place goes wild. Seth gets the ropes. And then Penta goes for like a pile driver, but Seth like lifts up and hits him in the balls. The ref pretends it must have been an accident. And then Seth stomps him and pins him. And then the heels go to kill Penta afterwards. But LA Knight comes in out of the crowd, giant pop, hits the BFT on Rollins, flees through the crowd, and very, very good main event. So a lot going on here. They also built up Seth versus LA Knight for Saturday at Saturday night's main event. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Landstorm is joining us here today, and we got a big week upcoming. And there's going to be a lot of coverage for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com. F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. You can sign up for any of those and get all of it. So tonight it is a Brian and Vinny show, and we're going to be covering Mid-South Wrestling. And this week it is Season 6, Episode 31. We'll talk to Granny as well. And then Wednesday there's Observer Live, Observer Radio, and After Dark Radio. Thursday, there is the Brian and Vinny Show and Observer Live. Friday, it's Dave and Garrett. And then Saturday, I'm going to be doing four shows. Vinny and I are going to be doing a show after all of the WWE and AEW shows on Saturday. And I have a fourth show with Dave late in the evening. And then Sunday, there will be a Brian and Vinny and a Dave show to cover those events on Sunday. So, how many is that? 24 shows over the next 7 days.
And you skipped Fun Friday.
Oh, yeah, Fun Friday Observer Live as well. Golly. Yeah, how could I forget you on Fun Friday? But anyway, it's a lot of shows, everybody, and you can sign up and hear all of them. So I would recommend doing that this week because you'll get all of this week's coverage, and your month will take you all the way through SummerSlam weekend as well, in which we'll probably also be doing a multi-show day. So, man, a lot. Check it out. And we're going to wrap it up, everybody. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Producer Dom, Jared, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.